And welcome back. You've been listening to Act One of Gaetano Donizetti's Maria Stuarta, and we are now embarking on Act Two. Time has passed, and Mary, Queen of Scots, has remained incarcerated in her castle under ever harsher conditions. The marriage to the Duke of Anjou is now a faded dream for Elizabeth. Cecil has procured evidence that implicates Mary in a Catholic plot to assassinate Elizabeth, and a warrant for her death lies on the Queen's desk at the Palace of Whitehall. But Elizabeth is racked with anxiety and fear. If she signs it, she sends an anointed monarch to the scaffold and makes an enemy of the entirety of Catholic Europe. Cecil urges her to be strong. Her own life could be at stake, and all of England will applaud her and defend her if need be. Elizabeth's indecision ends when Leicester enters the chamber. Quickly and indifferently, she signs the warrant and hands it to Cecil. Appalled, Leicester pleads with her to rescind the order and show some mercy. Elizabeth commands him to be present as a witness to the execution. Leicester tells her that she has sent a sister to her death and then leaves. In her room at Fotheringay, Mary rails bitterly against her fortune, and suddenly Cecil and Talbot enter to tell her that she must die in the morning. Cecil offers her the services of a Protestant minister in her final hours. Angrily, she refuses and commands him to leave, but asks Talbot to stay. He tells her that Leicester will be present when she dies and tries to comfort her. But Mary is tormented by the ghosts of her past and longs to make the confession to God that Cecil has denied her by refusing the ministrations of a Catholic priest. Her heart is also very heavy with her memories of her very short reign in Scotland and the deaths of her beloved favorite, David Rizzio, and her husband Dardley. Gently, Talbot urges her to confess to him, and she agrees and begins to unburden her conscience. And finally, she confesses her unwitting acquiescence in the fatal plot of the English Catholic Sir Anthony Babington to assassinate Elizabeth. She and Talbot pray together for God's absolution, and Mary calmly prepares for death. Early the next morning, Mary's faithful servants gather, weeping outside the great hall of Fotheringay, where Mary will be beheaded. The Queen of Scots then enters, and she asks them not to shed any tears as death comes to liberate her. She gives Anna a silken handkerchief to bind her eyes when the moment comes, and leads the household in a fervent prayer. The shot of a cannon on the ramparts above signals that the time of execution is near, and Cecil arrives with guards to conduct Mary into the hall. Queen Elizabeth has sent word that all requests should be granted her in her final moments, and Mary asks that Anna may accompany her to the scaffold. She tells Cecil that she forgives her cousin and prays that her blood will wash away all memory of hatred between them. Leicester suddenly appears distraught as more shots of the cannon indicate the time has come. Mary calms him, and she's content that she will die with him close at hand, and she prays that England may be spared the vengeful wrath of God. Dressed in red, the color of Catholic martyrdom, she ascends the scaffold to die. And here we are now at Act Two, Maria Stuarta.
Europa tutta e la tua stessa vita minacciò tante volte.
Thank you. Forse quella la sentenza, la sentenza. Fratello, in passo, in presso, in presso. piangere, ancor ti resta.
Oh. cadet